Hi, you're listening to Eva on 2SER 107.3. POV, or Point of View, by Theatre Collective Regroup has been described as a mashup between theatre and film. At centre stage of POV is Bub, a child actor with a camera, who directs two adult actors in negotiating difficult questions about parenting, agency, mental health, and how we speak to children. The twist? Is that there's no rehearsal prior to the performance at all. To give us some insight on this fascinating and unpredictable production, writer Mark Rogers joins me now on 2SER. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
How you going, Eva? Good.
Can you describe POV and what it might look and feel like on the stage?
Sure. So POV is about an 11-year-old keen documentary filmmaker called Bub. And Bub, is trying to make a documentary, essentially, about her mum's art exhibition. But when in her family, during the course of this documentary making, there's a kind of, a family breakdown or a big shift in the dynamics that changes things for everyone to do with her mum's mental health. Her parents forbid her from using any of the footage she's already got. And so we find ourselves in the theatre where one of our two actors, Edie or Mabel, playing Bub, has invited these two totally unrehearsed adult actors to arrive at the theatre, and she directs them through reenactments of things that have happened to Bub, the character, in the theatre.
This is truly such an interesting concept. Can you tell us how POV came to life?
Yeah, sure. So Regroup, we work really collaboratively, I suppose. So there's five of us and we all kind of like jam on the ideas for these shows together, you know. But I suppose this one came to Solomon, who's the director, with this idea that we should make a show with a single kid as a performer, with a young person as the main performer, and build a whole structure around that person to support them so that they can own the stage themselves. But, you know, it kind of developed really as we were kind of working on the story and working on this idea that, you know, obviously we sort of need to put this young person in a context, and that means put them in a family. But then it felt deeply wrong to us if we wanted the child to be the main person on stage. It felt wrong to us for those adult actors, maybe playing her parents, to be rehearsed. It felt to us like that would immediately make an audience look to those adult actors and think, oh, well, they're the ones in control. And isn't it so sweet that that little kid is sort of like acting along with these proper actors? And that just drove us crazy. And so, you know, if the politics of the work was genuinely going to be about the agency of a young person and the agency of a young person to deal with difficult topics, to handle talking about mental health, it made it seem to us that we couldn't have rehearsed adult actors. And what we needed to build a show where, like life, the adults are unprepared to talk to a kid about mental health.
So while the child is unpacking these, I guess, pretty heavy topics, what are some of the themes that come up for then the audience to experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think the show deals with heavy topics, but it holds it very lightly. You know, like I think because what the audience are watching is two actors negotiate something that they're totally unprepared for. And there's a lot of joy in that and a lot of play and a lot of excitement in seeing those two on stage, the two actors, respond to this kid who's telling them what to do. Go stand over there on that X, look at that camera, read off that screen there. And there's an enjoyment that comes from experiencing it through those adult actors who are surprised or moved or shocked or they're kind of following the narrative the same way the audience are, you know. So in terms of dealing with that hard concept, we hold it lightly, but also we trust that the two performers, in this case Edith Whitehead and Mabel Rose, we trust that they can handle that material. We worked very slowly and very carefully and very in a very dedicated way with them to make sure that nothing in the show is unsafe for them. Nothing in the show they're not prepared for. They know how to run that space and they know how to direct the actors through it. And so for us, like, that was the main game really, is like building a structure that a kid can own and that a kid can lead these adults through a difficult conversation. Often it's the adults who are really moved and dealing with the difficulty of the emotions, where our young performers are like, yeah, cool, I'm here, just doing my thing.
And POV has already had quite a great run at Belvoir Street Theatre here in Sydney and was also featured in Melbourne's Rising Festival. What has the audience response been like so far?
Yeah, we've done really well. Thanks for asking. We sold out both seasons, and people have kind of come back as well. Like, people have sort of seen it more than once, I think, to experience the difference in humanity between the different actors who come. I think that's the people who, that's yeah, that's one of the kind of exciting things about the show, is that every night, even though it's not an improvised show, it's an unprepared show. The actors on stage aren't improvising, but they're contacting the material for the first time. And so a lot of the show's dramaturgy depends on the humanity and experience and qualities of the actor who kind of walks into it. And so I think there's something about that that makes people return to it and kind of experience it afresh with a different, yeah, different human beings at the core of it, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I think I can understand why people want to see it more than once. It sounds very intriguing. If you want to see POV for yourself, you can catch it this week from Wednesday at Parramatta Riverside Theatre. So Wednesday till Saturday this week at Parramatta Riverside, and then next week at Bondi Pavilion as a part of the Bondi Festival from the 10th to the 12th of July. Now, Mark, where can people find their tickets? Would that be online?
Yeah, looking up, Parramatta Riverside will get you the Parramatta tickets. Looking up Bondi Festival will get you the Bondi tickets, or you can just look us up, basically. Regroup Performance Collective. We got all of the usual places where one might find something. I mean, do we really have to tell people to how to use the internet? Do you know what I mean? Regroup. That's like, people know how to use the internet. ChatGPT will probably just show up a whole bunch of like examples that are kind of basically factually incorrect about what our work is like and where you can buy tickets. But yeah, just jump on that thing called the internet that like infiltrates all of our lives, and you'll be fine.
Well, there you have it. POV by Regroup, an experimental take on onstage filmmaking and a unique concept in theatre. You definitely don't want to miss it. Showing at Parramatta Riverside Theatre from the 2nd to the 5th, and then again for 3 nights only as a part of Bondi Festival from the 10th to the 12th. Head online for those tickets.